Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Build a Billion-Dollar App by George Murkowski. Is a business and entrepreneurship book focused on the mobile app economy. Drawing on Murkowski's experience with Hilo and interviews with founders and teams behind major apps such as Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Square, Viber, Clash of Clans, Angry Birds, Uber, and Flipboard, the book examines how a small number of mobile products reached extraordinary scale and valuation. Its purpose is not to offer a generic startup pep talk, but to identify the practical conditions, product decisions, and market timing that helped these companies grow. The book moves from early idea formation through product development, launch, fundraising, growth, and competition, making it especially relevant to founders who want a realistic view of what scaling an app business actually requires. It also reflects the era when mobile apps were reshaping consumer behavior and creating unusually fast paths to value creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building for human universal needs rather than novelty. A central idea in the book is that billion-dollar apps usually solve something fundamental rather than merely clever. Murkowski emphasizes human universals such as communication, transport, convenience, and social connection. This is why the book repeatedly points to products like taxi hailing apps, messaging platforms, photo sharing, and traffic navigation. The argument is practical: if an app fits a universal behavior, it has a far larger addressable market and a better chance of crossing cultural and language boundaries. That does not mean every simple idea becomes valuable, but it does mean that the strongest consumer apps often turn a routine action into an easier digital experience. This perspective helps readers judge ideas more rigorously. Instead of asking whether a product is fashionable, the book asks whether it addresses a persistent, repeated need that many people already understand. That framing is especially useful for founders who are tempted to overcomplicate their first product or chase trends that do not map to durable user demand. Secondly, designing the first user experience to reduce friction immediately. The book places unusual importance on the first interaction a user has with an app. Murkowski argues that most apps are opened once or twice and then abandoned, so early retention depends on immediate clarity and satisfaction. The examples in the source material highlight how strong products lower the cost of first use by removing unnecessary steps, avoiding complexity, and showing value quickly. This is not a superficial design preference. It is a commercial necessity. If users need to think too hard, log in too early, or complete too many tasks before experiencing benefit, the app loses momentum. Murkowski's approach ties interface design directly to business performance, since a better first session improves the odds of repeat use, word of mouth, and long-term monetization. The lesson is broader than aesthetics. It suggests that product teams should test early screens with real users, observe where confusion appears, and simplify aggressively. In this sense, the book treats usability as a strategic asset rather than a final polishing step. Thirdly, thinking 2 to 3 years ahead in product and platform strategy. Another major theme is timing. Murkowski argues that successful app builders do not only react to the current market, they try to anticipate where devices, behaviors, and platforms will be in the near future. The book uses examples such as Flipboard leaning into the iPad early, before the device had fully proven itself, to show how product teams can gain advantage by preparing for an emerging environment. This is a meaningful strategic distinction because app markets change quickly. If a company waits until demand is obvious, competitors may already have captured the best position. By thinking ahead, founders can build around upcoming hardware shifts, new usage patterns, or platform changes before those shifts become crowded. The book does not present prediction as a magic trick. Instead, it frames it as a disciplined exercise in identifying direction, testing assumptions, and placing a product where user behavior is likely to move. For readers, this makes the book useful, not just as a startup guide, but as a lesson in market sensing and product positioning under uncertainty. Fourthly, using data, interviews, and iteration to refine the product, Murkowski's method is strongly data-driven and user-centric. Rather than relying on a founder's intuition alone, the book encourages repeated contact with potential users, fast feedback loops, and continuous refinement. The source material describes Murkowski speaking to hundreds or even thousands of people while developing ideas, then organizing their responses to find patterns. That approach reflects a broader principle: app businesses improve when founders treat early assumptions as hypotheses to be tested. The value of this method is that it exposes weak points before they become expensive. It also keeps teams focused on actual behavior instead of internal opinion. In the book, iteration is linked to execution discipline because a good app usually emerges through repeated adjustment rather than one decisive breakthrough. This is especially relevant in mobile businesses where small changes in onboarding, interface, or feature set can have outsized effects on adoption. The book therefore teaches process as much as product, showing that scalable apps are often built through observation, measurement, and systematic correction. Lastly, scaling pressure, fundraising, and the economics behind app businesses. The book also addresses the transition from promising app to large company, which is where many startups struggle. Burkowski covers development, launch, raising money, and the pressures of operating as CEO of a rapidly growing business. This matters because the path to a billion-dollar valuation is not only about user growth. It also depends on financing, monetization, competition, and execution under pressure. The book's case studies show that even successful apps face serious questions about business models and long-term sustainability. Some use freemium structures, some depend on transaction volume, and others rely on acquisition outcomes or network effects. Burkowski's value here is that he connects product ambition to operational reality. Readers are reminded that scaling creates new problems: hiring, prioritization, strategic focus, and investor expectations all become more difficult as the business expands. By treating growth as a stage with its own risks, the book gives a more realistic picture than many startup books that focus only on idea generation. It is strongest when showing that building a valuable app means managing both product quality and company architecture at the same time. In conclusion, this book is best suited to founders, product managers, app developers, startup investors, and readers who want a serious look at how consumer mobile businesses scale. It is especially useful for people who are past the stage of generating ideas and need to understand what actually separates a promising app from one that can reach large scale. Adoption and valuation. The main benefit is its combination of entrepreneurial perspective and concrete examples from well-known mobile companies. Rather than speaking in broad inspirational terms, it focuses on product simplicity, timing, user behavior, iteration, and the operational demands of growth. That makes it more practical than many startup books that stay at the level of general advice. What differentiates it in its category is the specific lens on the mobile app economy during a period when app-based companies were becoming major forces in technology and consumer markets. Readers looking for a historical and strategic view of how iconic apps were built will find it more grounded than motivational entrepreneurship books and more accessible than highly technical product manuals. It offers a useful bridge between idea, product, and scale. If you would like to support George Burkowski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.